Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line, fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's go to the hotline where we find the Post-Gazette's Brian Batko. I'm looking at a mailbag that Brian just constructed here responding to really, people from around the world, I see, Brian. A lot of people checking in on your mailbag. Brian's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. A man named Jack says, why can't Mason be the starter? He's very underrated. Brian, you said he can be, in my opinion, kind of the perfect swing guy who can take on that role because he's done it or settle into backup territory because he's done it. What do you think is the ceiling for Mason, and how do you think this quarterback derby plays out here?
I think the ceiling for Mason, Joe, is not all that dissimilar to ceilings for many Steelers teams of the post-Ben era and even the later years of the Ben era. 10-7, maybe 11-6 if they get a couple breaks and probably lose to one of the teams that are firmly above them in the AFC North pecking order. So, yeah, I mean, kind of like I told that chatter, I think the Rudolph signing makes a ton of sense because, I mean, let's face it, he didn't have a lot of great options after a rough season with the Titans. And for the Steelers, well, I hate to say it, but they've jerked him around for a while, and they kind of know that he'll be a team player about all that. And this is still very uncertain here as we go into week two of free agency.
I disagree. They've jerked two around. Mason?
Yeah.
In what way? I disagree with that. I think they've been very, very good to Mason over the years.
Well, that's what the money's for. I never really felt bad for Mason when people say, oh, he didn't get a chance. I mean, the way it works is the team drafts you where they want to. They pay you what they're obligated to. And then you are at the liberty of them to decide where you should be on the depth chart. But I think, you know, until that late season run 2 years ago replacing Kenny Pickett, where Mike Tomlin rode the hot hand, to his credit, there might have been a locker room mutiny had he not and gone back to Pickett. I think you could argue that Rudolph didn't get the fairest of shakes here. You know, his 2019 season getting benched for Duck Hodges was not a bullet point he'll want high on his resume, but I think a lot of people thought they would run it. Give him a chance again after that 2023 stretch run. And instead, they threw out both he and Kenny Pickett, essentially, when they went to Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it makes you wonder why if he feels the way you feel, why he's back here. That's my question. I'm not even sure he
feels. Like I said, you only have so many good options at this point after a, what did he get, 1-4 starting games for the Titans? And
yeah,
you know, the statistics were horrendous. And I'll say this much, sort of to the Steelers' defense or credit. I mean, remember when we were talking around this time a year ago how robust the market might be for Rudolph the way he finished the season? That did not materialize. So I don't blame them for not giving him too much to return. And, you know, he found a 1-year deal in Tennessee for pretty modest change.
Yeah. And when you look back on his benching for Duck, I mean, I could never blame them for that. He fell apart the night he got attacked by Myles Garrett. He had 1 touchdown and 4 picks. And then the next week against Cincinnati was a total disaster in the first half. And he got benched, and the other guy came in and won them a big game. And the other guy beat Cleveland the next week in another big game. And yet they still went back to Mason for the season finale after Duck started to go south a little bit. I can't blame the Steelers or Tomlin really ever for anything they've done to Mason Rudolph. You know, I know Jerry Dula.
What about, Joe, what about relitigating the 2022 offseason and using the 20th overall pick on Kenny Pickett instead of maybe just saying, all right, Mitch Trubisky and Mason Rudolph is our quarterback competition. We will put off this QB predicament another year and see what our former third-round pick, first-round grade guy has in him.
Well, the Steelers thought they were getting a franchise quarterback in Kenny Pickett. And I know people say, well, Mason didn't really get a chance that year. But when you have a first rounder and a free agent that you put decent money into, I mean, if you're Mason or his agent and you actually thought you were going to get a chance when that became the case, I think you're crazy if you're Mason Rudolph.
I'm saying even
situation.
Before that, they could have signed him. They could have signed him in free agency earlier and not and just not drafted a quarterback or not certainly not drafted one in the first round of that class, which I think there should be a 30 for 30 on that 2022 quarterback class, Joe, and it would only be 5 minutes long.
Right.
Just tell us, do a slide of Kenny Pickett, Desmond Ridder, Sam Howe, Malik Willis, and Matt Corral. Where did they all end up, and
right.
why did it go so wrong?
Right, kind of a reverse 30-30. Like, that would be great on what happened to these people. This quarterback class, people have their own questions about. I love Jackson Dart, as you know. And now I see.
I know you do.
Jack Ham just texted me and said Mel Kiper has Dart going number 9 to New Orleans. Everybody has him in the first round suddenly, Brian. Did you get to see him a lot? What do you think of Jackson Dart? Limits, hates him.
The strong word.
I don't
hate him.
I'm somewhere. Limits just loves playing the clip of him getting picked off.
I know.
That's his favorite. It's a good way to needle you. And I think that's healthy for your relationship, seeing each other 5 days a week. So
you're right.
He's going to take a shot towards the end zone. No one there but Gators. And it's a pick.
Only Gators. Only Gators on ESPN there with Jackson Dart throwing a pick in the end zone.
All right, Brian.
Those timeouts didn't matter.
Only
they
Gators
still
in the
lost.
Building.
Let me have it.
I'm not as high on him as Joe. I'm not as anti-Dart as City Limits, but one quarterback analyst who I always put a lot of stock into the opinion is Chris Sims from NBC, and he just came out with his quarterback rankings. He has Dart 3rd behind, of course, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. Nothing ground-shaking there, but he kind of settled on he's good but not great. He's not a first-round prospect, but maybe in the high second round it would make sense for a team to take him and just trust that he's got a pretty high floor, not necessarily the highest ceiling. Sims is pretty down on his deep throwing and deep ball ability, and I know other talent evaluators are too. And if I'm the Steelers, first of all, I'm leery of taking a quarterback in the first round to begin with, and if I do, it better not be a guy who I have questions about airing it out to DK Metcalf for the next 4 or 5 years. So I am not on the Dart first round train,
yeah,
but I can see why people like him. I just don't. I'm not in that camp.
Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. You can read the mailbag in question at postgazette.com. Let's talk a little bit about other guys or other areas the Steelers could attack in the draft. Where do you think they're going? Who are some names that come to mind for you, Brian?
I think all arrows are pointing to replenishing the depth and the youth on that defensive line. And I've been meaning to look this up one of these days when I've got really nothing to do, but it feels like most years by mid-March, you can kind of peg what the Steelers are going to do in the draft based on the roster moves that they've made or not made and the holes that exist on the depth chart. I mean, go back to 21. I think everybody knew they were taking a running back. It was just a matter of Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, or I think Javonte Williams was kind of the dark horse there. You know, even that 2022 draft, I don't know that everybody was convinced they were going quarterback, but the amount that they were scouting the quarterbacks sure was a green flag. So, you know, the fact that they didn't go out and make a big move for any free agents, you know, no offense to Daniel Ikwale, former Patriot, but, you know, they need somebody else up there, especially with cutting Larry Ogunjobi. Part of me thought, okay, they really love Larry O for some reasons unbeknownst to us. Maybe they will just give him his last season on his deal. Good thing they didn't, considering he got suspended for banned substances. But yeah, they need a potential Cam Hayward replacement, or at the very least a Bash brother to play with Keanu Benton in the future.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Limits, do you have a question? You're raising your hand back there, like Arnold Horshack from the old show, Welcome Back, Cotter. Do you remember that show, Brian?
No, but I know the song. It's a good song.
Yeah, it was the first place where John Travolta made a mark in America pop culture.
I would like to ask the teacher for permission to ask a question.
Please.
Will Cordarrelle Patterson be brought in cold to make the fourth round draft pick in Green Bay for the Steelers, or maybe at a remote location like the Steelers draft party if he is still on the team upcoming draft?
Even better, they should bring in the frozen cadavers of Cordarrelle Patterson and Justin Fields yes. to make the Steelers first pick, just like they did in the real games, Brian. Great question from Limits.
Cordero should be in Green Bay shoveling snow at the end of April like he was doing the day after the playoff loss and when he complained on Instagram about not getting enough touches. That was still one of the richest subplots of this offseason. I'll say this much, though, about the running back group, fellas, and this dovetails with Joe's last question, too. But, I mean, could you talk yourself into a first-round running back? I probably wouldn't.
Yes.
I would have some serious scarring from the Najee Harris year, but I look at the moves the Steelers are making offensively, investing in the O-line, getting DK Metcalf, who's kind of an AJ Brown facsimile here, and what else would you need to be Eagles-ish in what you do? Well, you would need a game changer like a Saquon Barkley. Now, who in the draft is that other than Ashton Jeanty? Maybe Omarion Hampton from UNC. I think maybe the two Ohio State guys. After that, I think you just get some sort of run-of-the-mill, short-yardage bruisers who can help you, but aren't really going to elevate you the way that you thought Najee was and the way that Saquon clearly did for the Eagles.
I'll tell you what else you would get. A running quarterback, and they just had one. Now, I'm not a big believer in
no argument from me there.
In Justin Fields as a franchise quarterback, but given their circumstances, I would have doubled down on him. I would have exceeded the Jets' offer and promised him the job and promised him that he would have set a record for quarterback carries in a season, which is I think 176 by Lamar in 2019, drafted a running back and just got a backup quarterback who's like Fields, like a Mariota type, who's just a runner, and just tripled down on this idea of, all right, this is what we have. We're going to run it like we're a college team and mix in, you know, some play action, some shots down the field, the way Tannehill used to do when he had Derrick Henry. And no surprise that he hasn't been very good when he doesn't have Derrick Henry. But if the game becomes easier when you have a great running back and you're a running quarterback, too. Like, if you have a great running game and you're committed to it, then suddenly the pass game opens up. I would have kept Fields and drafted a running back, Brian.
Oh, I think they're going to draft a running back regardless, but I agree with pretty much every eighth and 16th syllable you just uttered there, Joe. I think Fields... Here's another thing about it with me to Fields, and I get that he's got a lot of people who are down on him and give people crap for thinking he could ever put it together and become a franchise guy, which, I mean, I can still squint and see it. He was the 11th overall pick and was really good at Ohio State, but here's the other aspect of it to me. For a franchise that tries to buck against this perception that they're just treading water and spinning their wheels and content to go 9-8 or 10-7 every season, well, kicking the can away from the curb on Fields, now 2024 really was a waste. I mean, what was the point? To see if Russell Wilson could cook like old days again and get you there? I guess you could argue that. But if you go back and you match the Jets offer and you know, maybe do a little bit more to woo Fields, well, hey, now you can talk yourself into, okay, we're building on what he did with Arthur Smith. He's going to have the same head coach and play caller for the second year in a row after getting away from the Bears dumpster fire. And clearly, our play caller loves the guy. It's not hard to really deduce that when you listen to Arthur Smith last year on Fields. So that all just made a lot of sense to me, and I'm still kind of surprised it didn't go that way.
Yeah, nothing makes sense now. I mean, we always
now we're on the conveyor belt of random quarterbacks again. Woohoo!
Exactly. And the one they have and the one they're waiting on, neither one's a runner. Nothing makes sense. Just nothing. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
See you, buddy.
Bye, Brian.
A nice man he is. Sun Limits. Is he saying bye to you right now? Seems like the kind of guy who would come back for some chit-chat on the way out, right?
He did.
Guess what we have? Pizza.
Andrew. I could smell it literally from inside the studio.
Our friend Andrew Lindberg. Are you treating me today or am I treating you again?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.